I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Coming up on this Monday evening, the Rotary Clubs in Marquette County are getting together for a group activity. We found out more about what's happening from Sally Davis. She's the president of the Rotary Club of Marquette.
We have all the Rotarian clubs in Marquette, and there are five of them, three adult clubs and a college age and a high school club. We're going to be getting together to do an all-Rotary gratitude scavenger hunt on Monday.
Okay, what is that?
Well, everyone knows what a scavenger hunt is, but we're not going to be collecting things. We're going to be doing kind of random acts of kindness, fun fellowship kinds of things, and giving things away.
Oh, so you're going out into the community instead of gathering stuff, you're giving.
Right. Yes, it's part of Rotary. You know, Rotary members are all dedicated to doing good things in the community and service above self. This is one of the ways that we can tell the community that we're grateful that we are part of the community and have some positive impact.
Is this happening during set hours, or could it just be that someone's just kind of going down the street and bam, there's a Rotarian?
That's a great question. We will have about 50 Rotarians going around town. There are teams of four or five, so they'll be driving around and they have a list of things that they have to accomplish. And you, any member of the community, might get surprised by a Rotarian.
This seems like a lot of fun, just to kind of do a community thing, get out there. And I mean, Rotary clubs in general, I know, give a lot back to the community financially. They support programs, they volunteer at activities and things, but this is a little different. Tell me, where's an idea like this come from?
Well, one of our Rotarians took this idea from his daughter's business in Ohio, and we looked at it and said, this is a great thing to do. So our club, the Rotary Club of Marquette, did it with just our club members in October. It went over so well that the other club said, wait, we want one. And it's a great way. Our clubs don't normally get together as, you know, all as one. Mm-hmm. So this is a, you know, all Rotarian. So we're going to do the scavenger hunt between 5 and 7 on Monday evening.
Okay.
And then we're going to be doing a Rotary social after that for other members that aren't able to participate.
It sounds like a great activity, and you're just going to be sort of doing random acts of kindness and goodness. And what are some of the things that you might be doing?
I was going to say, we're keeping those lists pretty close to us so that that the, you know, the teams, and they don't know which team they're on at this point. We don't want them planning ahead, but let's say you have a birthday in the month of April, and if a Rotarian finds you, you may get,
Mike
Plord says he has a birthday in April.
Well, my wife does, so I'm putting that plug in right there.
That's
so
right.
Or we might be giving away coloring books and crayons to children, or we might be buying ice cream, or we might be finding a college student and giving them something to inspire them. Or we might be out on the playground taking pictures and playing, and I'm a little concerned about the weather because it looks like it's going to rain.
Well, it'll be all right, though. The spirits will be high. You know, tell me a little bit about, there are multiple Rotary groups in the community, Rotary Club of Marquette. What are some of the key things about the club? What do you do, and how can someone find out more?
There's close to 200 Rotarians in Marquette, maybe even more. And then so let me just talk about the clubs here in Marquette. We have the Rotary Club of Marquette. We meet on Monday at noon. There's Rotary West, which meets Wednesdays at noon. And there's Breakfast Rotary that is Thursday morning. In addition to that, we have a young adult club, which is called Rotaract. And mostly those are college students. Mm-hmm. And we also have a very active high school group called Interact. And then in addition to that, there's a club over in the Ishpeming-Nagani area.
Right.
So if you take a look at that, Rotary has a huge impact in Marquette.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And again, you're doing something interesting on Monday, kind of Monday evening, 5 to 7, and it could just be, well, it's totally random, so you never know what may happen.
Well, not random to me, but it'll be random to the community. So I just kind of want to kind of forewarn community members that these are not really weird people walking around. These are people that are just very good-spirited, and we hope that you participate. We might be looking for you to tell a joke or sing a song and get you on video.
It sounds like a great activity and spreading some goodwill and some fun. So good luck with it.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Sally Davis, president of the Rotary Club of Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.